Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire, but I'm exhausted. Long day. You go, what do you mean, Wayne? The show is just starting. No, actually, I spent the morning giving a speech this morning at a big event in Las Vegas at the famous Ahern Hotel, which hosts pretty much every conservative event in the entire Las Vegas. And there was an event today with General Michael Flynn and Mike Lindell and all the biggest sheriffs across America from one of the big sheriff organizations. And I was asked to speak about the open border, and I just knocked them dead. My speech was met with a massive standing ovation when I was finished, and the crowd went wild and told me that was one of the great speeches, and they really enjoyed it. And I just love hearing things like that, because that's why I do what I do, right? That's the reason I do what I do. So I opened the speech with the following conversation, that we're living in a bizarro Twilight Zone zombie apocalypse nightmare. And the crowd laughed. And I said, I was watching TV last night. I'm watching CBS. I was watching FBI, to be exact, on CBS. Or FBI Most Wanted, one of those two. Because I watched them both last night. And there was a promo for the CBS morning show with Gayle King. You know, the girlfriend of Oprah. the former girlfriend of Oprah, who Oprah used to be madly in love with. And I witnessed the most absurd gaslighting and propaganda ever, which made me think we're living in a Twilight Zone zombie apocalypse nightmare, because it's bizarre. It's the Twilight Zone. Gayle King said, watch me tomorrow morning. Join me tomorrow as we talk about how to keep our kids safe with our guest, Alejandro Mayorkas, the HHS chief, the guy who's in charge of Homeland Security in the border. Can you imagine how to keep our kids safe? That segment is the interview with our guest, Alejandro Mayorkas. Alejandro Mayorkas is a traitor to America who should be put on trial for treason and, if found guilty, spend the rest of his life breaking rocks in Guantanamo next to Muslim terrorist extremists in the jail cell next to him. Here's a guy that has let all the murderers, all the rapists, all the carjackers, all the home invaders, all the drunk drivers, all the lazy bums who want welfare for the rest of their lives into the United States, all the terrorists, all the MS-13, all of the military-age males from China into the United States to murder us, rape us, assault us, and bankrupt us. This guy is responsible for all the filth of the world coming in. And to the CBS morning show, he's a hero. He's a hero, and he's going to teach us how to keep our children safe. Well, he's letting in the people that will rape them and murder them and make their entire future lives misery. Because America will never be the country it was before because of what he's done. He has done more damage to America than 100,000 Muslim terrorists combined. He has done more damage to America than 100,000 MS-13 gangbangers, scumbag murderers with tats up and down their faces combined. This guy is pure evil. Evil! Alejandro Mayorkas is evil. And they're putting him on a pedestal. He's going to keep your children safe. He's going to give you the advice to keep your children safe. He's allowed a foreign invasion of America, including millions of potential terrorists and potential army of Chinese military-age males. And they're making it like he's a hero. Why should I listen to his advice about keeping my children safe? You know, I keep my children safe. Put Mayorkas in Guantanamo for the rest of his life to break rocks. That might help keep my children safe and your children safe. This is the world we live in now. It's so incredible. It really is. Really is incredible. So we found out moments ago that Chuck Schumer and the despicable evil Democrats killed the Mayorkas impeachment. Yes, the same guy was supposed to be impeached. He was impeached by the House, but the Senate killed it before the trial even started. The Senate today declared both articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas unconstitutional in two separate party line votes. The articles of impeachment accused Mayorkas of neglecting his duties at the southern border and breaching public trust. The first article claimed Mayorkas has willfully and skillfully and systematically refused to comply with the law regarding the southern border during his tenure as DHS secretary. The second article alleged he had violated public trust. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, communist from New York, proposed a point of order to deem the first article unconstitutional. Following his proposal, the Senate voted 51-48 to declare it unconstitutional, with Lisa Murkowski voting present. She's just a piece of garbage. Schumer's point of order was introduced after his request for unanimous consent, which would have set a specific time for debate among senators and votes on two GOP resolutions and a set number of agreed-upon points of order. It was denied by Senator Eric Schmidt, Republican of Missouri. He argued the Senate should conduct a comprehensive trial into the impeachment articles against Mayorkas rather than following Schumer's plan, which would likely result in the dismissal of the articles. Republican senators opposed Schumer's point of order. Several GOP lawmakers made motions, including requests to adjourn or table a point of order, but all were unsuccessful. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said this process must not be abused. It must not be short-circuited. History will not judge this moment well. After further motions to avoid voting on Schumer's second point of order, which would declare the second article unconstitutional, the Senate agreed to it in a 51-49 vote, with Murkowski rejoining the Republicans. I have no idea why. She's a horrible person, and she is not a Republican. I don't want her in my party. And that's it. Mayorkas will not be found guilty and will not be officially impeached. You know, you're impeached by the House, and then you get either cleared of it or found guilty by the Senate. So basically, they just cleared him. It's just disgusting what's happening in our country. It's mind-numbing. The good news is the Biden administration is hit with a lawsuit for deleting emails in a case that could have consequences for Trump. America First Legal is suing the Department of Homeland Security, that's Mayorkas's agency, for allegedly deleting emails and mishandling federal records. I mean, what can you say? Democrats are such dirty players. They're such creeps. They're so corrupt. They don't know what the word transparency means. They throw it around all the time, but never in their lives have they ever actually been transparent. All they do is hide and stall and lie and commit fraud and propaganda. It's truly amazing. They are truly domestic terrorists. They call us that because Solinsky said, when you look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. That's why they call us domestic terrorists. All we are true blue patriots. They really are domestic terrorists. And it's interesting that he would have deleted emails and mishandled federal records, because all they talk about, Biden and company, are how transparent they are. It's a joke. It really is. What's happening to our country is beyond the pale. All right, other stories of interest today. I think the most interesting story of the day, the most shocking story of the day, is former Attorney General Bill Barr, who I hate, who I despise. He's just a turncoat. He's a backstabber. He did nothing for Trump, ever. He just stabbed Trump in the back again and again and again, and was always there to get in the way to make sure that we could not go after, prosecute bad guys. And he was always there in the way to make sure to gunk up the system and make sure the election stolen would stay stolen. He refused to investigate, and he said Trump was making it up and there was no problem at all, no irregularities at all, everything's fine. Millions and millions of mail-in ballots and no voter ID, but he said everything was fine. So you're getting the opinion I hate Barr, and you're getting the opinion Barr hates Trump, and you'd be right on both of those. Except that Bill Barr came out today and said, literally, I'm voting for Donald Trump because continuing with Biden is national suicide. And he also ripped the political witch hunt trial in New York and says the real threat to democracy is the progressive left. So, you know, it's funny because Bill Barr to me is a rhino of the worst degree, the highest degree. So it's hard to believe he said today, I'm voting for Trump, and to vote for Biden is national suicide. But he did, and he's going to support Trump in November. He said the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left. They're perverting the system of justice, and that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left. And he said, I think it's a real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy. And I've said Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion. So, Bill Barr, quite amazing. Quite amazing to hear him say that after all the times he's ripped Trump. Lots more to tell you about when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. At the top, it says watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on the radio, listen to Wayne's podcast, click, and you're on. Just like that, you find all my media platforms. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
News story of the day, other than Bill Barr suddenly waking up and being a loyal Trumpist, because, you know, maybe not because he thinks Trump is great, but because he realizes accurately, raw truth, he realizes that Biden is national suicide, a disaster, and the end of the United States of America. He actually said national suicide. And then the other big news of the day is Columbia University, my alma mater. It's really amazing how bad Columbia is. It's just, these Ivy League schools are evil communist brainwashing facilities. That's what they are, brainwashing factories. And they turn out these radical, nutty kids. You know, in my day, they were radical and nutty, but at least they knew they were a man or a woman. Today, it's a bunch of men with vaginas and women with penises. That's what you could turn down from Columbia and Harvard now. Strangest people in the world. Men dressing like women, cross-dressing. Women dressing like men. Men with vaginas. Women with penises. And a bunch of Muslim students with, what are they called? Kafars? I don't know what the hell they're called. Those little Muslim outfits they wear and those hats they wear. They're all demonstrating pro-Hamas. And they don't even understand, or maybe they do understand. If they do understand, it's even worse. That to be pro-Hamas means you're like, okay, let's kill all the Jews. Okay, let's rape all the Jewish women. Let's gang rape them with 50 men and then shoot them in the back of the head. To be pro-Hamas is to be pro-cutting heads off babies. It's to be pro-setting entire families on fire. It's to be pro-putting a baby in a microwave. It's to be pro-wiping out entire villages of innocent civilians. And they say that with a straight face, that they're pro Hamas. And many of these same students are now saying, in the last few days, they were cheering when Iran lobbed missiles at Israel because they have this unnatural hatred of Jews. So anyone who lobs a missile, even if it's unsuccessful and it makes them, you know, boomerangs and makes them look like idiots, they love you for lobbing a missile at the Jews. You know, they love you because you might have killed a Jew. They're so sick, they're happy if you might have killed a Jew. I know you didn't do it, but your heart was in it. You meant well. These are crazy people. So Columbia University, my alma mater, the president of Columbia was on the hot seat today in the House, you know, in front of the United States Congress. And the president is accused of running one of the worst hotbeds of anti-Semitism and hate as she defends peaceful Hamas protesters. Folks, there's no such thing as a peaceful Hamas protester. There is no such thing. And they grilled the Columbia president over the employment of a Columbia professor who called the October 7th Hamas attack awesome. Awesome. This is what you're dealing with. This is what you're dealing with. And you're dealing with, unfortunately, sadly, brainwashed Muslims who just hate Jews. You let people into America who hate Jews. It's really sad. Look at these two anti-Semitic Columbia professors who called the October 7th Hamas attack awesome. Joseph Massad and Dr. Mohammed Abdu. They're Columbia professors. That's great. And the president of Columbia, Dr. Nimat Manushe Shafiq. This can't be my country anymore. It just can't be. This is so sad. You know, I've never met a Jew who wanted to kill Muslims all day long, but there are lots of Muslims who want to kill Jews all day. That's the reason one of the most famous sayings ever about the Middle East conflict is, if Muslims put down their weapons today, all Muslims put down their weapons today, there'd be peace in the Middle East. If all Jews put down their weapons, every Jew would be murdered. It really is a true statement. And when you look at these Ivy League schools, which are hotbeds of hate and anti-Semitism and Jew hatred and pro-Hamas protests that are tolerated by the people in charge, it's even worse than when I went to Columbia, and it was bad when I went. Harvard Crimson, another wonderful Ivy Leaguer, Harvard Crimson claims it's unclear whether men have an athletic advantage over women. Somehow it rots your brain and makes you dumb as a doorknob to get an Ivy League degree. I don't know why that is. It wasn't true in my day when I graduated Columbia, but it sure is true now. These people are dumber than doorknobs.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
War now.
Hey, USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson has introduced his proposal aimed at offering military support to key U.S. allies. He unveiled four bills Wednesday designed to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. He intends to hold a vote on the legislation on Saturday evening. However, the move has drawn criticism from conservative Republicans who seek to link Ukrainian funding with border policy adjustments. Former President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on social media, accusing the judge of moving quickly to help Democrats. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall of more than 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The control modules in the vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
is on fire. Three TV shows and a three-hour nationally syndicated radio show, and I'm exhausted. But I got a lot going on. And my goal in life was to have a platform to inform people, educate people, excite people, motivate people, inspire people. And now I've got it, and I'm, like, exhausted. But it's exhilarating to know we're reaching a lot of people in a lot of different formats. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those COVID vaccines, and the news gets worse every single day. I mean, every day I've got a new story that shows people are dying or badly injured from the COVID vaccine, and we all know it doesn't work. It has zero effectiveness and zero ability to stop transmission. It is an absolute travesty and disaster. The single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. And there was a study out today showing the COVID vaccine kills your immune system. So it's not a big shocker. So people say, Wayne, help me. How do I restore my immune system? Well, I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's become a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove the toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. Nocovidium was fantastic. This is from the same company and three times better. The triple crown of immune repair. This is how you flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And there's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com and get all three products. Remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount. Half off only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR. And then a disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, we have a great guest, Sam Brown, Captain Sam Brown, candidate for the United States Senate in Nevada, running to replace Democrat Senator, incumbent Senator Jackie Rosen. He is a retired U.S. Army captain and a Purple Heart recipient. His website is CaptainSamBrown.com, CaptainSamBrown.com. Captain Sam Brown, welcome to the show, and thank you for your service for this country. Thank you, man.
Wayne, Alan Root, you are the war. You are the warrior. You are the wild man who just keeps it going. And look, it's inspirational how hard you're going. And I tell you what, I'm right there with you working my tail off because the American people have got to have warriors and champions for them in the U.S. Senate and the White House, the House. We've got to have a clean sweep this November. And I'm just thrilled with where we're at. We've got Jackie Rosen, the last sort of protege of Harry Reid, on the ropes, and she is admitting in her own sort of press outlets that this race is tied up right now. Chuck Schumer is terrified that he's going to lose the majority. And so between his super PAC and her campaign, they've already committed $50 million to TV ad reservations because they know that Captain Sam Brown and this grassroots audience are here for keeps, and we're going to win this race.
Well, you know, it's obviously one of the most important, if not the most important Senate race in the country. And look, no matter who wins this primary, Sam, if you win this or anyone wins it, I will support you 180%. Whoever comes through the Republican primary process gets Wayne Root to fight for them every second of every day, the rest of June, all of July, all of August, all of September, all of October, and the first week of November, because, you know, I'm on the team, okay? I got to stay out of primaries. But whoever wins the primary, I become your number one sidekick for the rest of the election. So if you win this thing, I'll be with you every step of the way, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, Wayne. And look, I mean, this audience is already engaged. We're excited that last week we saw some polling that shows that I'm a full 52 points ahead of anyone else in this primary. I'm polling at 58%. And I don't know if you saw it, but last week President Trump himself posted some really encouraging stats on Truth Social, and I'm excited to be able to join him in the Senate and just help push the America First agenda. I mean, what we see happening in the Senate today with folks like Jackie Rosen declining to hear this impeachment.
To even hear it. Wouldn't even hear it. I mean, to me, that's illegal. To me, that's a crime. It's the Senate's job to have a trial and hear the impeachment charges against Mayorkas. And they killed it. They don't even have the slightest interest in the law, Sam. Nothing.
No. And you know what? I mean, it's a dereliction of duty, but it tracks with Jackie Rosen's history. Most folks might not know this because she hasn't been vocal on it. She actually sits on the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate. She ought to be the one who is holding Secretary Mayorkas accountable for his failures. And when I have Border Patrol folks who I visited with back in October, in Yuma, Arizona, tell me, Sam, on day one, Alejandro Mayorkas sent folks out here to stop us erecting our border system, literally after Joe Biden got sworn in, and she has not been there to witness what is happening on this border since July of 2019. We finally pressured her to go about 8 weeks ago or something for a little photo op, but she spent over 1,600 days absent from providing that direct oversight, accountability, and challenging this president and this failed administration on one of the greatest crises of our time.
I'm going to give you some great ammo against Jackie Rosen, Sam. So Jackie Rosen has commercials that I see, TV commercials, when I'm watching TV here in Las Vegas, whether it's on, CBS or NBC or ABC, watching some TV crime or police series or something that I like to watch, and I see these ads come on, and Jackie Rosen says that she is moderate Jackie and she is bipartisan Jackie and she is the most bipartisan senator in America. The lies, the gall with their lies. But let me tell you the real number. I don't know if you know this, Sam. I went and looked up her rating with Heritage Foundation. Do you know what her rating is?
No, tell me.
Zero. On a 0 to 100, whether you agree with conservative positions of the Heritage Foundation, she's a zero. Now, let me tell you where that plays in. Well, she's calling herself bipartisan. Because what gall? The way it plays in is the average Democrat, I believe the number was, is, again, my memory, having read it last week, the average Democrat is like somewhere around 17% on the scale. And Bernie Sanders, believe it or not, even though he's a socialist, meaning he's a communist, he's at like 30%. So once in a while, he agrees with conservatives on issues like, guns. He's a big gun guy. So he's at 30. The average Democrat's at 17. And Jackie Rosen's at zero. And her lifetime rating is 2%. She's at zero for this term, and her lifetime rating is 2%. She is the exact opposite of the most bipartisan. She is the most completely 100% partisan Democrat you could ever be. She's at zero.
Yeah, she's a big zero along with Joe Biden, and she is not representative of Nevada. You and I both know, how conservative so many folks across this state actually are. People want to get the boot of the government off of their necks. The Democrats are not only, leaving the border wide open, but they're attacking businesses. I know you're a businessman, Wayne, and if we don't get control of Congress, both houses, and have President Trump ready to sign legislation, we're going to see some of those Trump tax cuts be reinstated at the end of 2025. That's going to be devastating to the business community. And the left will say, oh, well, big businesses are, they're not for the people. Hey, correction. Businesses employ people and allow them to put a roof over their head, food on the table, gas in the car, and take care of a family. And we've got to stop this.
Yeah, when I was in third grade, I think it was third grade, it might have been second grade, you had something called show and tell, right? You remember that, Sam? Show and tell.
I do.
And, when you said, like, my dad's a hero, and your dad might have been like you, a heroic military man, or he might be a cop, nobody really believes you until they see him show up in his uniform. Then they go, wow, you have to see it to believe it. Show and tell works when you show someone, they believe it. And And so I think the single biggest issue in America right now is inflation, because you can't see the border and you can't see the wasted money of green energy and the climate change nonsense. You can't see the national debt, but everybody can see and feel the cost of inflation on their budget and on their paycheck and on their bank account and on their pocketbook and on their wallet. You know, this really is an amazing example of show and tell. Everyone knows inflation is killing us.
100%, it's killing us, and it's you know, I heard someone say last week, you know, it's the tax none of us voted for, because you know it's out of control. It continues to grow, and even if inflation slows down, prices are not coming down, Lane. And you're right, folks know it. They're hurting. We're seeing an activation of people who have historically not been engaged in the political process, have said enough is enough. My own, you know, livelihood or being able to take care of a family is at risk. We've got young people now who are talking about not even wanting to start families because they don't know how they would be able to afford it. This is a tragedy, and you're exactly right. The show and tell of inflation is in everyone's face.
It is a tragedy. We're going to a quick break. Can you hang through the break? We'll get you for one other segment, Sam.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Sam Brown, otherwise known as Captain Sam Brown, United States Army Captain, Purple Heart recipient, running for United States Senate in Nevada. His website, CaptainSamBrown.com. And as you heard him say in the most recent polls, he's winning the Republican primary at the moment. And he is also dead even with Jackie Rosen, who is the incumbent U.S. Senator. So we'll be back with more with possible future United States Senator Sam Brown. I'm sure he likes the way that sounds. In just about a minute, about 4 minutes or so, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms. Food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The roots on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. If you want peace, prepare for war, and I am that war. Wayne Alaroot. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life, joins me in fighting for the freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day to boost my immune system. And every time I go give a speech, like I did this morning, I was at Ahern Hotel giving a speech, brought the house down, standing ovation. I drink the silver solution before I go, and I drink some when I get back, because, you know, you're in front of a lot of people and a lot of germs. I use their natural silver mouthwash all throughout the day. I use their silver gel on my face each night. And I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout my show to keep my voice alive. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is a disaster. So they're still, after 2 years on my show, they've been on my show 8 years, but after 2 years of offering a 50% discount to help you with inflation, they're still doing it. 50% off the entire product line for my fans. Visit AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. AmioLife.com or call them directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say Route 50, get 50% off, or amiolife.com. Type in Route 50 and get 50% off. We're back with Captain Sam Brown, candidate for United States Senate in Nevada, front runner in the Republican primary, tied with incumbent U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen in the general election, retired U.S. Army captain, Purple Heart recipient. Website, CaptainSamBrown.com. Captain Sam Brown, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. And I tell you, I appreciate you holding me over. I just wanted to start with this. You know, we talked about being tied in the polls, but that's not just my that's not just my analysis. Here's something that she tweeted just last week, last Thursday, Wayne. She wrote, in the 1 year since I announced my reelection campaign, CNN has ranked me the most vulnerable woman in the Senate. Time has reported that Nevada will decide the Senate control. Polling shows me neck and neck with my GOP opponent. And Cook Political Report has downgraded her race from lean D to a toss-up. And I know you got a vast audience all across the nation. And I just want to share with folks who are outside of Nevada that this race is worth watching. It's worth fighting for. It's worth getting engaged in. You know my history. Not everyone does, but I started as a voter for Trump in 2016. I became an activated volunteer for President Trump in 2020. In fact, Eric Trump came to my house because my family was such big volunteers to thank us for our volunteer work in that reelection effort. And now I am running for United States Senate to support him. I've always been with President Trump, and he's going to win Nevada, by the way, and become the next president of this country. And I'm going to be thrilled to be able to support that America First agenda in the Senate.
Well, by the way, his winning Nevada may be the tiebreaker that wins the country for him. You know, even CNN, liberal CNN, had some analysts on like a month ago, Sam, and you know what they said? They said, as Nevada goes, the nation will go. That's what they said. Nevada will be the bellwether for whether or not Biden is reelected or Trump is the new president. And Bill Barr, the former attorney general under Trump, and I really do despise that man. I think he was a backstabber. I think he was, a rhino. I think he was a deep state plant and very damaging to Trump. And yet even Bill Barr said today, he was on Fox News. I don't know if you heard this, Sam. He said, I'm voting for Trump in November. And if you vote for Biden, it's national suicide. That's what Bill Barr said, who acted like for the last 3 years, he hates Trump and he wished he'd never worked with him. He said, I'm voting for Trump and Biden is national suicide. Yet Biden is national suicide. Anybody with common sense can see that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the same way that Nevada will tip the presidential race, Nevada also is the key to the Senate majority. And as I mentioned earlier, Jackie Rosen, my Democrat opponent, she is the last protege of Harry Reid. When we defeat Jackie Rosen, we are really beginning to put the Harry Reid machine and its grip it's had, not only here, but, you know, across the system, in a really tough spot. We'll be able to kind of take control back of this state. And I know everyone out there is excited to hear that his protege will be going into early retirement in November.
We only have a couple of minutes left, but let me just mention to you, what do we have, like 1 minute left, Chris? What's left? 90 seconds left. How do you propose resolving the border crisis? Because there's nothing worse in America at this moment, nothing as damaging to America as the open borders. What's your answer?
You know, it's so much of the power lies with the executive right now, and President Trump gave us the blueprint. He was actively constructing this border wall system. He was empowering our border patrol to be able to stop people we had remain in Mexico. It is beyond ridiculous that Democrats in the Senate and this Biden administration are trying to put things off on Republicans right now. We are going to support a restoration to all of the initiatives and policies that President Trump had. And that's how we get control of this thing on day one.
All right, Sam Brown, candidate for United States Senate, Republican in Nevada, running to replace Democrat Senator Jackie Rosen, retired U.S. Army captain, Purple Heart recipient, website CaptainSamBrown.com. Sam, thank you for your service to the country, and thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for your battle to save Nevada and to save America and make it great again. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back. Lindell TV starts in about 6 minutes or so.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.